Hey, this is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub. Happy holidays from the Bathtub Mermaid. On Sunday morning, sometimes I like to have brunch, and sometimes I'd rather just curl up with a book and a cup of coffee and have a lazy, puttery kind of day. Today is one of the latter, so I'm sharing with you one of the Christmas essays that I put in my new book, The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Holiday Tub. Christmas at Mission City Coffee. There is a cold rain trying its best to soak us as my mother and I dash from the car to the back door of our favorite cafe, the Mission City Roasting Company. It is the week before Christmas, and we are having a late lunch while we wrap up the last few loans scheduled to fund before the new year. Boston, the owner's son, is working at the bar, and he waves to us as we step inside. Mom heads off to use the restroom, and I go to order our food. Artichoke penne, maybe, or the vegetarian lasagna that is so deliciously spicy. And coffee. Before I take a seat at my favorite table, the one in the window. We were among the very first customers when the cafe had opened, and we remained loyal over the years, getting to know the baristas, the regulars who often hung their art on the brick walls, and the rotating collection of students from nearby Santa Clara University. Because we both lived and worked in the neighborhood, we got to know a lot of the regular customers as well, like the frail old man with the bushy white beard and the quiet, solid presence. He was a Quaker, my mother told me, and a deserter from World War II. He was strongly anti-war, and when the organization Women Opposed to War held demonstrations during the Gulf War, he would always be there, supporting the cause. That old man always struck me as possessing both great wisdom and great sadness, but I never really knew him well enough to learn the truth. Still, it seems fitting that he should be there, spending the rainy December day surrounded by the familiar faces of people he recognizes but doesn't really know. Imagine the scene. The cafe is in its afternoon lull. Most of the staff is finishing the cleanup from the lunch rush. Cold rain outside, meeting the warm coffee and pastry-infused air inside, has fogged all the windows. And in one corner, a young woman, one of that year's crop of students, is singing to herself as she wipes down the tables. "You're really good," someone tells her. "Sing more." She glances to Boston, a combination of fear and delight on her face. He nods permission and she opens her mouth, singing an a cappella version of O Holy Night that has all of us moved nearly to tears. "Please, just one more," one of the other customers asks, bringing his latte with him to the piano. "I can play for you, if you want." There is a murmur of encouragement from all of us. "Oh, yes, please do. Your voice is so lovely." He's in a button-down shirt and khaki pants, the winter version of the Silicon Valley dress code. She is wearing jeans and a t-shirt under her cafe-issued apron. She has blue eyes, strawberry blonde hair, and a choppy version of a pixie cut, and the round cheeks of a person who is both a singer and not yet out of their late teens. Boston slings his apron over the counter, then rests his elbows on top of it. "Go ahead," he says. "It's not busy." And so we are treated to an impromptu concert of holiday music, unrehearsed, but somehow perfect in its imperfection. The piano playing is a bit uneven, but her voice compensates, soaring above the plunked keys in a pure operatic soprano that fills the room. Later, we learn she's a music major studying to be an opera singer. She sings pop and folk as well, and she'll be one of the acts at the next open mic night. The piano player's coffee and pastry are comped. We all leave big tips in the jar, knowing that Boston will ensure that the singer gets the extra. Mom and I finish lunch and leave the cafe, facing the cold rain and the busy streets, the drivers who can never seem to use turn signals, the clients who haven't followed instructions, and the lenders who take forever to make decisions. But somehow, nothing seems quite as dire or urgent as it did before. Somehow, despite the unrelenting rain, we leave the cafe with bubbles of sunlight in our hearts. This and about 29 other Christmas-related essays can be found in The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Holiday Tub, which is available as a Kindle ebook and in paperback from Amazon.com. Thanks for listening, and whatever December holiday you celebrate, or even if you don't celebrate one at all, I hope the rest of your year is merry and bright, and that your 2016 is healthy and safe and prosperous and full of wonder. Thank you. The Bathtub Mermaid is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. Music for this episode was provided by Mebio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mebio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stoney. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. The Bathtub Mermaid is produced and recorded using Boss Jock and Audacity. You can contact me by leaving a comment at the website, www.bathtubmermaid.com, by finding me on Twitter, at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or by sending an email to Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, at starfleet.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.